Finally today, there's a vine that grows wild all over South Florida. Annoying weed for some, medicinal wonder for many others who've moved to Florida from various parts of the Caribbean. They know this vine by many names, Saracy or Corailli or Asosi in Haitian Creole. Nadege Greed of station WLRN in Miami has our story.
My mom, Christiana, is yanking at a vine of Asosi. It grows in my backyard, up the side of my house. She's going to use it to make tea. She says, "Te Asosi, Asosi tea, is part of our Haitian culture." She comes from a line of Haitian women herbalists. She learned from her mother, who learned from her mother, and so on. Chances are, if you're from the Caribbean, you know about Saracy tea, an herbal remedy, a backbone of country healing. My mom grew up drinking it in Gonaïves, Haiti. Here in Miami, my mom stuck to her roots, preparing a pot to treat fevers, coughs, tummy aches. Here's how she makes it. She fills up a large pot with water. She washes the vines, adds them to the pot, leaves, stem, and all. The water boils, then simmers and turns a murky greenish brown. Then a pinch of salt. That's it. Saracy or Asosi bush tea.
I don't think there's a place that you would go in Haiti and say, okay, I have a fever and I have a sickness, that one person would tell you, did you drink some Asosi?
Diana St. Four was born in Haiti and lives in South Florida. Like my mom, she grew up drinking Asosi.
I haven't tasted anything that tastes like Asosi. It doesn't taste good, which is why it's so healthy.
There's no Saracy growing in St. Four's yard, but she's part of an unofficial club of Caribbean people. You can find them picking leaves from other people's front yards or the side of the road.
Once you see this crazy woman stop on the side of the street and picking up that bush, you can say, okay, she's from the island. She's picking up bushes for her to go make some kind of remedy.
In Miami, I also visit Kachita Francis. She's a bush medicine devotee from Jamaica. She's 81. Her Saracy vine grows along the chain link fence in her backyard.
This one is jack in a bush. If you have a cold.
All of her favorite bush medicines, they grow just fine here in Florida. When Audrey Rowe, one of Francis's friends, said she was breaking out in small rashes, Francis said to come on by for some Saracy leaves.
I'm going to rub my skin with some and I'm going to drink some as a tea.
Before you rub yourself with it, you used to wash it and rub it all over where those itching is.
Francis says there's almost nothing Saracy can't fix. Roe, her friend, believes that to a point.
In Jamaica, they said when you're having a baby and you want the baby to be brown and nice skin.
Well, I heard they say that too.
Back at my house, I'm trying to pass on these Caribbean traditions, like drinking Saracy tea, to my kids. My 3-year-old Noah takes a sip.
It tastes bad. It tastes yucky.
Yucky, he says. But Grandma says it's good for you. For the world, I'm Nadege Green, Miami.
And you best do as Grandma says. That's the final word from us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for being here.